From beach towels to tea towels, and from mugs to water bottles, the TNT shop has it all. Browse our shop now at tntradio.live. You're with Steve Malzberg on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, folks, welcome aboard. It is 10:04 here on Tuesday night on the East Coast of the United States, and you know what day and time it is wherever you are listening to the Steve Malzberg Show. Yesterday, we had the great John Lott on the show, and we talked about guns and statistics and remedies for the problems we are facing, and of course, the horrific shooting at the school in Nashville. And we've gotten some more information about it, the shooting that is, and the shooter, although they're still hiding pretty well. The manifesto, as it was called by the police chief, that was found in the car of the shooter. They've told us about the maps. They've told us about the guns. They've told us about the interview with the parents. They've told us everything. But they can't seem to show us the manifesto, which would certainly verify a lot of suspicions, because it's obvious. I mean, it's obvious. This person who identified as trans, who attended that elementary school, that religious church related elementary school, when she was a kid, a biological female who identified as a male, so I'm going to call her she, resented it and resented the teachings and the school and everything else. How you take that out on three little kids, although one was the daughter of the chief pastor of the church, targeted? I don't know. They say no. But, I mean, the whole thing is blatant. Of course, it's obvious. I mean, if this had been a God forbid, a white person, I say God forbid because I don't want anybody doing any of this, but if this had been a white shooter who walked into a black church, you know, and had a history of, you know, saying stuff about blacks, of course they would tell you what it is. Why they now, why this isn't a hate crime or investigated as a hate crime, even though the shooter is dead and nobody's talking about it being a hate crime. Very curious, don't you think? Don't you think? All right, joining us now, I'm very happy to say we welcome back senior investigative reporter for the Christian Post, also a columnist there, and we're talking about Brandon Showalter. And by the way, Brandon and the Christian Post hosted their first event in Dallas last week, kind of on the same subject about this whole trans move in schools and how to combat it and protect our kids. But Brandon, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve Malzberg. It's good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate it. I could say your last name too a lot, Showalter, because of course the manager of the Mets, former Yankee manager and former Orioles manager is Showalter, but we've established you're not related to him. But anyway.
Not as far as I know. Everybody all right, asked so you about just, that. Yeah.
So we'll hold out hope. You never, you never know. Hope.
That's right. They asked me about that or Elaine Showalter, the feminist literary critic, and I don't know either one.
There you go. All right. So before we get to your event last week and prior to Monday, I mean, we would have spoken about your event exclusively, but what happened on Monday, in Nashville at that school. I want you to hear what what the police chief said very briefly here. This is cut 3:30.
Do you identify as transgender?
She does identify as transgender, yes.
Is there any reason to believe the shooter first went to the church?
Okay. Anyway, she identifies as transgender. Now I want you to hear what Senator Josh Hawley, Republican senator from Missouri, had to say about this crime. Here is 3:37.
federal law prohibits violence against Americans based on their religious beliefs, their religious affiliation, their religious practices. Police have said that this shooting at a Christian school yesterday was targeted. It was not random. It wasn't some random act of violence. It was targeted against this Christian school. That's a hate crime under federal law. The federal government needs to open a hate crime investigation. We need to find out what the influences of this shooter was or were. We need to find out, are there other planned crimes of violence planned? We need to make sure this doesn't spread.
Okay, so Brandon, I mean, I couldn't agree more with Josh Hawley. And I think what's going on here is an attempt to suppress what they know. What's your take on all of this?
Well, I am inclined to agree with Senator Hawley. As a matter of fact, I actually go to church with him, believe it or not. So maybe I'll have to talk to him about it on Sunday when I see him. But I think the motive is pretty clear. I would want to wait to comment. I would love to see the manifesto. I think it absolutely should be released. We do need to, I mean, just as any other crime story, you would want to determine the motive. And the fact that I think a lot of LGBT groups, I saw them quoted in Newsweek magazine saying that it shouldn't be released because there will be consequences or something like that. I think that's very telling, but I'll have to reserve comment about the full scope because until the police do the investigation, I don't want to rush to judgment, even though the signs certainly don't look good.
And you know, Fox News has a story on their website about a group called the Trans Resistance Network, TRN, yep. Described as a far-left transgender collective. They put out a statement in the wake of the shooting at the Covenant School, and they called it a tragedy. They said the first was the deaths of the children and the adults and all of that. There's nothing we could offer that will comfort the hurt. The second and more complex, the statement said, tragedy is that Aiden or Audrey Hale, who felt she had no other effective way to be seen than to lash out by taking the life of others and by consequence herself. They say they don't know the individual, but making excuses. Now, you know, is this something, you know, we're on the precipice here of a so-called Day of Trans Revenge, which is slated for April 1st. In fact, even Marjorie Taylor Greene got kicked off Twitter for a week today because she put out a statement condemning and informing the public about this so-called Trans Revenge Day coming up. And just for mentioning it, she got kicked off. So, I mean, are we seeing here the formation of something radical?
Well, it's already radical, I think. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Greene, was not the only one to run into issues on Twitter the Trans Day of Vengeance, I believe it's called, here in D.C. this Saturday. So I'm definitely not going to be going downtown. But no, trans activism, Steve, is violent. It's violent against reality. And we're starting to see a global uptick. And my friend Kelly J. Keen was just mobbed over the week, like a couple days ago in Auckland, New Zealand, when she dared to have a women's rights rally to talk about they didn't want men in their spaces. I mean, she's lucky to be alive. And so, no, this is an absolute, you know, the violent imagery has been absolutely everywhere. The lieutenant governor of Minnesota was talking about protecting trans kids, and she even wore a t-shirt with a knife blade on it saying protect trans kids. So the violent imagery has been cropping up within trans activist circles for a long time now. And I hope that we're not going to see more actual violence unfold. What happened yesterday in Nashville has absolutely gutted me. And what has made me even more upset has been seeing the way a lot of the corporate press has been framing this, where they're bringing up Tennessee's recently enacted restrictions on quote unquote gender affirming care, the surgical and chemical transing of children, and the drag shows that have been, you know, people, they passed a law against having minors in front of, you know,
right. Yeah.
Sexually gesticulating in front of children, sort of linking those two things with this shooting. I mean, that's an absolute disgrace. I mean, Tennessee's trying to protect children from being irreversibly, you know, sterilized and maimed. And as yet somehow is that, are they trying to give give the shooter cover. I mean, the fact that you're making that association is pretty disgraceful.
I made the association yesterday as a reason, not a defense. I wonder what
the mass media's pro-trans narrative, which is everywhere all the time, the suggestion was pretty clear, particularly given how they worded it. Here's ABC, that kind of thing. Yeah.
You read my mind. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, because the next word was on ABC, Terry Moran said this. We have cut number 340.
The police chief also said that the shooter has been identified as 28-year-old female Audrey Hale. He said she's a former student of the school and confirmed that Audrey Hale identified herself as a transgender person. State of Tennessee earlier this month passed and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in that state. Once again, the shooter, Audrey Hale, 28 years old, identified as transgender female. This is a highly unusual crime in so many ways, a tragedy that now involves what may be this boiling controversy across the country around transgender health care.
But let me just weigh in first. What they're doing here, and you're absolutely correct in your disgust, what they're doing here is that they're using it as a defense, a reaction, a natural, what do you expect her to do reaction to these evil Republicans? When in fact, I say, if this is the reason she did it, and regardless, we need the Justice Department and the FBI in right now. We need them to get in there and stop the day of revenge outside the Supreme Court on Saturday. We need them to investigate the group that came out and made a statement about her. We need a real effort the way they do it for the right wing and Trump supporters.
Well, and let me tell you, Steve, it's not just Trump supporters who oppose this kind of thing. I hear from leftists all the time who are as mad as all get out about this kind of thing.
I mean the way the Justice Department, the way they go after.
That, No, the way I misunderstood you. Well, I know, and with what you're saying there, I completely concur with that. But you know what was telling, Steve, was the wording. Notice the twisting of language. The transgender medical care for minors. We're talking about puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and body disfiguring surgeries. That's not medical care. And he's like dressing up the sort of female impersonators. No, these are perverse drag shows where adults are, you know, sexually exploiting children. That's what I mean. No, did you notice how the word salad that Terry Moran used? It's very intentional. You know, last week in Dallas, as you mentioned during the introduction, we did an event where we're trying to equip people to protect children from gender ideology. And I've recently co-authored an ebook called Exposing the Gender Lie with Dr. Jeff Myers of Summit Ministries. And we have an entire chapter devoted to that very thing, the twisting of language to distort reality. That's what they're doing. And it's pretty disgusting to see the corporate media framing it as such, as though these cruel, heartless people are banning trans medical care. And now it's linked with this massacre of Christian children and adult staff at that school.
We're talking to Brandon Showalter from the Christian Post here on the Steve Malzberg Show. All right, so let's get to the event in Dallas, Texas. I believe it was last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. A great success by what I could tell. You had a very nice crowd. It was co-sponsored by the First Baptist Dallas Church, I believe, and You looked at a whole number of topics, including the dangers of gender ideology and its impact on the church, the indoctrination and medical abuse of children in the name of gender affirming care, and the plight of incarcerated women who are required to share prison cells with men due to gender self ID laws in various states. So tell us about, you know, the reaction of the people in attendance and what you think it accomplished.
Well, I think it was a smashing success, if I do say so myself, not to brag, but the whole event was centered around the documentary style investigative podcast series that we did here at the Christian Post, which I would urge everyone to go listen to it on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. You can go to generationindoctrination.com. It's kind of a tour de force as to how children are being indoctrinated into this ideology in the school system and then put on an experimentally medicalized pathway. Blockers, hormones, surgeries, and the like. We did a bonus episode on the prisons issue, as you just said, as well, because of, you know, states like California, but this is happening elsewhere as well, where men can now request by mere self-declaration that they are women to be transferred into the women's correctional facilities, including sexual offenders and hardened criminals. And these incarcerated women are undergoing some excruciatingly terrible torment. Amy Ichikawa, who's founder of a group that advocates for incarcerated women's rights called Woman to Woman. She was one of our panelists in Dallas, Texas. And we also had three other terrific guests. We had a lawyer, a bioethicist, and a doctor who were all participants in our podcast series. People are very engaged. I think they're waking up to the scope of the problem. They realize that they can't, you know, stay away from this, even if they live in a conservative red state or a conservative area. This movement is affecting your kids if they're in a public school, for sure. But it's really everywhere, because everywhere there's Wi-Fi, transgender activists are targeting your children.
Yeah, there are so many aspects, and it's women, you know, especially in the prisons and in schools, and the bathroom issue and the exposure of biological men physically naked, if you will, you know, to little girls in schools where they allow the bathroom sharing, locker rooms with the girls' sports where they allow locker sharing and all that kind of stuff. Not to mention the biological superiority of men over women in physical sports, and that's not fair. And they take scholarships and money prizes away from women. So, I mean, it's really women that are under attack here. And you know, of course, you can't expect the liberal feminists to speak up, and they're not.
Well, the radical feminists are, but liberal feminists are a total joke. I agree there. But I have worked with some radical feminists from like the Women's Liberation Front. And in fact, they've got a lawsuit now in California advocating for incarcerated women. So there are a few, and God bless them. And I get phone calls from left wingers all the time. Some of them tell me they'll never vote Democrat again because of what this has done to their families. But I've seen some craven behavior from Republicans. So it's a very complicated thing. But I think anybody of goodwill, whether they lean right or they lean left, needs to start talking to people, because at the end of the day, this is objective. Harmful to their children. And you're also correct, Steve, that women and girls are bearing the brunt of this. This is a ferociously misogynistic movement.
By the way, I just saw a story about the drag queen event, and I'm just trying to find it if I could find. Okay, this is North Carolina, and the headline on Fox News is "Drag Queen Straddles Girl at North Carolina Public School." And there's a video of it. So when they say it's innocent, when they say, I mean, please, it is just so, to look at it makes me want to puke. It really does.
Yeah.
And a parent that would look at that and say, oh, good, or do nothing about it, to me, is not a parent.
Well, when did this become normal for like these perverts to be strutting into the school assembly in their fishnet stockings and doing spread eagle splits? And I mean, when was this a thing? I mean, it feels like everything's just gone so insane. It's not appropriate to have adult men, you know, parade around in scantily clad clothes and call that about, you know, anti-bullying or acceptance or whatever it is they dress it up in. Absolutely not. It is a very human and normal thing to want to protect the innocence of children. And I applaud anyone and everyone, whatever their politics, from wanting to protect children from that. Just really,
Brendan,
let's provide decency.
I have said often on this show that if you took a nap 3 years ago and woke up, you wouldn't know what the heck country you were in. You wouldn't have, you would say, what the heck, what? On almost every level, you know, if you're white, you're racist, and equity, and but most of all, what's going on in the schools. You couldn't believe you were in the United States. Brendan, it is always good to talk to you, my friend, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Great to join you tonight.
Thank you. My pleasure. Brendan Showalter, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know if there's a relation to Buck, but if there is, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get to the bottom of it and we're going to find out. Just incredible stuff. Really, really outrageous. And our president was at it again today. Yes, our president was misrepresenting, speaking about the shooting. He was misrepresenting the Second Amendment. I won't even say lying about it. He's just so far gone, he has no clue. You know, how many, he didn't say this today, but how many times have you heard him say, you know, but when they gave you the Second Amendment back then, you couldn't buy a cannon. Well, says who? Nobody's ever found where it says you couldn't have a cannon. I mean, there's nothing to say that. Historians have looked. Nothing. He made it up, okay? And now he's saying you can't own a machine gun and you can't own this kind of gun, and he was wrong on that too. So he's just, you can't listen to what he says, and the media won't tell you what he says. You understand? So he's protected from his, by, you know, from his senility being revealed too much. All right, we're going to come back. We got a lot to get to today, tonight, wherever you are, whatever time it is, as I say at the beginning of every show. And I'm going to want you to hear the ice cream comment again from this guy. And by the way, he joked around today about the shooting. He is a sick man. And if any other Republican president had done this, they'd be held to pay. But again, what I'm going to tell you he said, just keep in mind, he never said it. You follow? Good. Steve Malzberg right here on TNT Radio.
You should hear what David McBride and Dr. Robert Brennan are talking about.
I assume that if they couldn't say for sure that there was going to be a weapons of mass destruction attack, you always have to err on the side of caution. But when I found out many years later that there was never any real threat and the dossier was sexed up, as they called it, in order to make a case for the war, that really shook me to my core. That's one of the reasons I became a whistleblower, to say I'm all for the military, I'm all for the government, but the idea that our own people are actually doctoring evidence, it goes against everything that we stand for as a nation, everything that we are meant to be doing as military officers, and it is so wrong. If we do that, we become the bad guys of the world. If we lose our values, if we trample on human rights, we put people in jail, there's nothing left to defend.
McBride and Brennan with David McBride and Dr. Robert Brennan on TNT Radio.
Some children don't have what other children have. Some children don't get regular meals. Some children don't have a place to live. Some children don't have a safe place to go to sleep. All until something changed. Someone cared. Someone cared enough to give them a chance. A healthy meal. Someone cared enough to give them a safe home. Cared enough to give them a warm bed. Someone foster cared. Truth is, there's lots of kids in need and not enough care. If you're ready to be the care in foster care, call Barnardo's on 1-800-663-441. Because every child needs a champion.
This is the Steve Malzberg Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, we are back. Okay, so I told you that the president joked around today. Let me just describe what I'm reading here from Fox. He was asked whether he agrees with the theory that Christians were specifically targeted in the shooting in Nashville. And he was on the White House lawn, the South lawn, and he said, I have no idea. And then one reporter said that Senator Josh Hawley, who we just played you that bite earlier, believes that the shooting was, in fact, a hate crime against Christians. Biden smiled and said, well, I probably don't then. Then he said, no, I'm joking. I have no idea. How do you joke? How do you use the word joke? How do you smile? How could you think of making a joke? How? What is wrong with this man? Well, we know what's wrong with him. He's out of his mind. What you say is, well, I don't often agree with Senator Hawley, but, you know, the time will tell. We have to get the facts. Or if you want to be honest, you say, well, obviously, you had a trans person go into a school she used to go to. Reports are that she was sorry she was made to go to that school, and she shot the place up. Well, of course, she went there specifically. We know that the plans were very specific. She didn't walk in there by accident. Of course, it was planned. So, of course, Christians were targeted. But what you don't do is smile and joke and say I was joking and laugh. What the hell? And again, if this were Donald Trump, if this were a Republican president, you know. Heck, if this was a Republican congressman, you know what would happen. But you're not going to have this reported on by the mainstream media. It's just not good. Again, it goes in the category that I talk about all the time. What you just heard me say, never happened. That's right. Very good. Never happened. Now, remember back to yesterday. I want you to play this because I just want you to see that Fox and Friends discussed it briefly this morning as well. This was Biden yesterday. Remember, the shooting happened in the morning. We were told that president's going to be in an event at the White House, small businesses with families, etc. When he comes down, he'll make statements about the shooting. Okay, he'll talk about the shooting. So he comes down, and this is the first thing that he says. Here's 3:29.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding.
No, we don't think you're kidding. Just disgraceful. Just a disgrace. But again, you know, he didn't say that. Remember that he didn't say it. But on Fox and Friends, they did talk about it this morning. Here's cut 3:45.
The president is just approaching the podium now in the East Room of the White House.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God.
There's more to that cut, I thought. Okay, well, we wound up, in effect, playing the same cut twice, but they did comment on what he said. I didn't realize that we had it on that cut, but I thought there was more to it. Okay, my bad, as they say, my bad. Now, this morning also on Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski interviewed Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, the most unqualified White House spokesperson ever. But again, it's okay because she's black and she's a lesbian. So no need to fret. All right. And, you know, what could I say? It was the standard garbage. And here is cut number 3:47.
I'm just wondering, is there any renewed support for an assault weapons ban? Is there anything the White House can do through executive order to try and stem the tide of what is an epidemic of gun violence across the country?
Well, Mika, thank you so much for having me on another sad and devastating day after what we saw in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. Look, our hearts go out to the families who lost loved ones. Again, a family's worst nightmare, which is what we heard from the president. We need Republicans in Congress to show some courage. This is what they owe these parents. This is what they owe these family members who are losing their loved ones. They need to show courage. We need gun safety laws, comprehensive gun safety laws. We need to ban assault rifles. Those weapons of war do not belong in our streets. They do not belong in schools. And again, this is unacceptable, and you're going to continue to hear from the president call this out.
Isn't that wonderful? We're going to get to hear him call it out between ice cream cones and between making jokes. Isn't that wonderful? Look, again, the assault weapons, you could ban them all. They're not going to go away. The bad guys are not going to go away. People who are willing to die for what they consider glory, and their name in the paper and people talking about them and killing a bunch of people, and then they know they're going to get shot and suicide by cop at the end, passing laws and banning the guns is not going to stop them. If you want to keep schools safe, you do what we do to keep our airports safe. Maybe not to that extreme. You're not going to have to strip search kids. But you are going to have doors that don't have a glass window that could be shot out, or a lock that could be easily shot. You're going to have doors that close and lock. Maybe metal detectors. And as John Lott alluded to yesterday, teachers who are willing to undergo training who could respond to a shooter with a gun. Now, you have lunatic people out there, and we'll get to Jessica Tarlov in a few minutes, who say that's a police state. You're robbing the children of their childhood. Really? Robbing them of their childhood? What does that even mean? What does that even mean? You rather run the risk that someone could walk in unfettered? Oh, I forgot. It's the Republicans' fault. If only they would pass more laws. Right. Because more laws will stop the bad guys. It's the most ignorant, idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. Ignorant and idiotic. Laws don't apply to criminals. They don't care. Duh. And the real threat to kids is every day walking in the city on the streets where gangs and thugs are shooting each other and shooting innocent people. How about mandatory lockups for them? Mandatory sentences for them. It's a deterrent, and if they choose to do it, you'll get them put away off the streets. We got to just take more guns away from more people and make guns harder to get for more people and more red flag laws. Look, I have nothing against a red flag law, except that anybody could claim, you know, my neighbor is a threat. Joe Blow is a threat. So what do they come and do? They'll come and take your gun, Joe Blow's gun, and then you got to go to court and prove that you're not and get it back. What the hell is that? We are so messed up. And again, hey, Republicans, don't just say the thoughts and prayers, which I know the liberals don't want to hear that at all. Screw them. Say thoughts and prayers, but then say what I'm saying. Say something of substance. Okay? Say something of substance. Say if there were a magic pill, if banning these weapons, if passing a law would stop this, but these are people who, you don't even have to go to mental illness. Just say they're willing to die. They're criminals who are willing to die to do this. No law is going to stop them. Say it. Nope. So they come off looking insensitive. They come off looking out of touch. They come off letting the liberals get away with whatever they want to say. It's about the NRA and contributions and money, and they don't fight back. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Really? Really? I don't get it. I don't get what they do. I mean, Mitch McConnell, I don't expect. You have a senator here, a senator there, a congressman here, a congressman there, and that is it. And we are going to get so creamed in November of 2024, at least if things don't change, because things are bad. They're bad on every level. And we don't express it, except we say it's bad. We don't try to explain why it's bad and how it could be fixed and what we need to do. We just let the liberals say that we're the ones out of touch. We're the ones making it bad. And we shut up. We being the people in charge of the Republican and conservative people, you know, elected officials, whatever. Why? What's wrong with them? has every one of them had a little manila envelope slipped on? You know, when John Roberts flipped when it, on the first case, and I don't remember what it was, but the first case that he became not the reliable conservative John Roberts, but he flipped on a very important case. I can't remember what it was. It was a lot of years ago. I said on the air at that time, I said, hey, maybe somebody slipped a manila envelope under his door and they got like every website he ever visited and they got every, I don't know, whatever he ever did in his whole life. And the message was, you wouldn't want this to be made public, would you? Who the hell knows? Do I know that? No. Would I be surprised? Back then, I would not have been surprised. Today, I'd be surprised if it didn't happen. This is not good. This is not good. All right, where were we? Where were we before I was so... one more Karine Jean-Pierre. This one's from the White House yesterday. This is cut 331.
In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart. How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban?
It's the Republicans' fault. The Republicans are letting children get killed. Yep, 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 yep. And you wait. You wait, because they've already started, as we discussed with Brandon earlier in the show. If and when we see anything from that manifesto, if the media continues to cover this story, which, believe me, I don't think they will, once if that manifesto ever comes out and it turns out she had grievances against the, you know, Christians and against Tennessee and the laws and all that, they will either ignore it, the media and the left, or they will say, you know, she's got a point. Just as we heard from Terry Moran on ABC in that cut we played, and you're hearing elsewhere. But it's the Republicans. They're the evil ones. As a matter of fact, they're to blame for the vicious attack on trans people. What do you expect trans people to do? Right? The other day, I told you Tucker had a segment. This was last Friday. He had a segment on a PBS public broadcasting National Public Radio. That's the same thing, but on radio. A story out of New Hampshire about how trans and gays and lesbians should be allowed to have guns because they're under attack. Not the rest of us, but they should be allowed to have guns. The irony of that story and then what happened on Monday. It's just, we are so messed up. So very messed up. All right. I'm going to skip ahead here. I'm going to skip ahead because I want to get to this. This will be in a minute, 332 and 333. Give me a second. So I mentioned yesterday Jessica Tarlov on The Five on Fox, and I mentioned it a few seconds ago. Talking about, you know, what about making schools safer with police or armed officers or armed teachers or, you know, locks and better security. And you got to hear this. Here's cut 332.
Republicans are incessantly talking about preserving our children's youth. This is a precious time in life. That's why we can't have certain books on their shelves, why we can't have drag queen story out, whatever it is. If you're telling me that you don't think that having armed guards all over our preschools isn't robbing children of their youth, I don't know what to tell you. That is more traumatizing than any line that I have read in any book.
More traumatizing than this?
But it hasn't even been proven out that is the solution.
Okay. What on earth? Now, let me explain who Jessica Tarlov is. I got to take credit for her, for better or for worse. She used to come on my Newsmax TV show all the time. She worked with a pollster, and we used to have her on. And, you know, she was a liberal, blah, 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 blah. But she was with me for a couple of years first. But what? And she wasn't even talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. She's talking about preschool. what the hell does a preschooler know about if there's an armed person in the school or whatever? What? That's going to take their childhood away from them? What does that even mean? I mean, please help me. What kind of lunacy is this? And Jesse Waters says, you mean it's worse than this? Meaning the shootings? The kids dead? Here's 333.
This is also a very different case. It is a private school. It's a religious school. As Katie mentioned here, we have a biological female shooter. Less than 1% of the shootings that go on in this country are women that carry them out. Want more facts on it, but if these guns, the two guns, I think one was illegal, but two gained legally, and then I hear all the time, we just need the laws that are on the books. No, the laws were not good enough. If this person could legally get those weapons, the laws are not good enough.
We don't know what the facts are. We don't know what's on that.
Why are we talking about this?
What?
Such a joke. All we do is speculate about this stuff. We don't know anything about how she got the gun.
I just said we don't know.
I'm talking to her.
He's talking to Tarlov, not to Judge Jeanine. Just look, that this was on Monday before we knew as much as we know now. I think all the guns were legal. She had seven guns. Okay. She had seven guns. What more? What law would Jessica Tarlov have passed? What law would she have passed or would she propose that would have stopped this woman? She had seven guns. Okay. All legally obtained. Now, she was under treatment for mental illness. So you might want, that could have been a red flag, certainly. But it's really the first part of what you said that really drives me nuts. Republicans talk about preserving our kids' youth. Yeah, well, when it comes to trans and stuff, we're really talking about not abusing our children. But she considers it stealing their youth and abusing our kids in preschool if there are armed people in the preschool? That's traumatic for them? How so? How would they know? Oh, it's just bizarre. Okay, we're going to take a break. We have one final segment left in this hour. Believe it or not, I'm Steve Malzberg right here on TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
Why are the Western democracies letting themselves be bullied by their own leaders when it comes to carbon dioxide? It is absolutely infuriating to see what is going on. And you want to know something? It's the fault of the people who are not actually looking at what is happening and just accepting what is going on. China, by far, is the greatest contributor of CO2. And if you want to blame CO2 for the warming, it's China you look at. Since when has anyone stood up to China about trade policy, about COVID, about child labor? And yet they just get away with building two coal plants a week. And what of the European Union? They're also decreasing their carbon emissions with the United States. Both are well less than 50% of China. So why are the leaders of these countries bullying their own people? Turn around and stop China and take a stand against China if you truly believe that CO2 is causing all this. I suspect there are other reasons, though. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Hi, Australia. There's never been a better time to check up on your health. We have a world-class healthcare system that's easy to access, even when you can't be there in person. Telehealth enables you to catch up with your GP or health professional, and the Australian government has now made it permanently available through Medicare. Show your health some love, face-to-face, by phone, or video call. Care for your health. Find out more at australia.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
The Steve Malzberg Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, let's continue. By the way, follow me on Twitter at Steve M Talk, Facebook Steve M Talk, and Instagram, and the website is stevemtalk.com. It's all Steve M Talk. You get the picture? Get what I'm all about? Okay, then. All right, so let's go to actually Don Lemon. Remember him? The show Nobody Watches in the Morning? The guy who told women that their past their prime when they're out of their 30s. Yes, that Don Lemon, the one who wore the hoodie under his suit jacket. Yes, that Don Lemon. Okay, he actually was speaking to Juliette Chaim, who was a former national security official. She's a CNN person. And he said it's important that we talk about this person being trans. Here's cut 338.
Juliette, let's talk about the thing that everyone is talking about. Everyone is thinking, but they don't want to talk about it. And that is the identity of the shooter. Okay.
Yes.
And as a member of the LGBTQ community, I think this is important to bring up. And you as a parent can talk about these issues. Yeah. So the police are identifying the shooter as a trans woman, would actually be a trans man. So there's sort of a misidentification there, but this is all new. I'm just wondering, the identity of being a transgender person and also being identified as a woman, does this pose any sort of difference or difficulty for police? Because it's not typically a woman, regardless of how they are identifying. So there are a couple of things here that are different and that we are going to have to talk about and delve into.
And this is a unique case, and we have to be sensitive about it to the extent that Audrey Hale identified as a woman.
Well, we have to be sensitive about it. We have to be sensitive about it. Really? We have to be. Why would we have to be sensitive about it, Juliet? What kind of crap is this? Because she's was trans? And she didn't identify as a woman. She, biological, identified as a male. Remember, John Locke got it all wrong yesterday on this show? He corrected me, quote unquote, said it was a biological male who was identified as a woman. I said, no, you're wrong. And he was wrong. No big deal. But we have to be sensitive about it? Are you kidding? No, of course not. Here's cut number 33. Well, you know what the next one is. Whatever I told you. 339.
We do not see mass shooters who are female, especially in particular school shooting murderers. This is actually, I think, the first time that I can remember. Pronouns do not kill children, right? People with guns kill children, and it's going to be a distraction in our coverage and keep us from what we now know, which is each of these cases has a similarity more than any difference.
Yeah, and police are identifying the shooter as a trans person, just so you know, right? Yeah. Just so you know, and you're right, it shouldn't matter the pronoun, but it is something that is different and people are discussing, and I think we should discuss it, also be sensitive about it.
We should discuss it. What does that mean? What do you mean be sensitive about it? What does that even mean? Not talk about it too much? I mean, on one hand, Lemon is like, yeah, we should discuss this, but be sensitive about it. You're right, Juliet. Yes, sensitive. What meaning what? Meaning what? I'll tell you what. One MAGA hat wearing person does something horrific and they blame Trump and they blame every Republican who voted for Trump. Remember when Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked? If you ever said anything about Nancy Pelosi, you were to blame. Remember that? Were they sensitive about that? Give me a break. Sensitive. Here is Katie Turr on MSNBC speaking to Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Katie Turr's father. Now, I could be wrong. I shouldn't say, but I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. I think Katie Turr's father is trans. I'm going to check that. I don't think I have her confused with anybody else. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, here is Steve Cohen. They're talking about Tennessee, the law, the Republicans, all evil, all bad. Here's 334.
I don't understand what might make you rethink your position if it's not going to be dead kids.
Dead kids didn't work in Newtown. Dead kids didn't work in Sandy Hook. Dead kids didn't really work in Uvalde. The NRA works. Their political power, their money that they make, gun manufacturers' money, and that's what pushes the NRA. It's horrific to think that the Congress people won't adjust their thinking and do anything better than thoughts and prayers. I mean, that's what we've heard from people, is praying. You know, that's fine. But you got to do more than prayer. You got to get guns out of these people's hands and out of their access. And you're not going to stop all the killings, but you'll stop some of them.
Well, I don't know that that's true at all. By the way, am I good or am I good? New York Post story last year. MSNBC anchor Katie Turr said she was puzzled when her now estranged father, legendary journalist Bob Turr, told her he was transitioning to become a woman. My dad said, I'm a woman, Katie. Katie Turr told CBS Sunday Morning as she recounted their conversation from nearly a decade ago while promoting her upcoming memoir. No need to plug her upcoming memoir, but I knew it was a long time ago, too. Okay, so there you go. Evil Republicans need more laws, blah, blah, blah. Same old crap. Here's 335.
And it's just a matter of, we don't need more assault weapons. We don't need more high-capacity magazines. We've got to have these red flag laws everywhere, because if there's a red flag out there, we need to take it and check these people out. That's another way to stop them. But right now in Congress, it's pathetic. It's hard for me to serve up there now with some of the people that I have to serve with. I mean, they're part of the danger. I mean, they could go. I'm not going to get into that, but it's just that they are so attached to guns, and there's no hope on them.
Yep, they're so attached to guns. It's their fault. It's the Republicans' fault. Well, if you're having trouble serving in Congress because you can't stand it, maybe you should leave. Stevie baby, maybe you should just take a walk. All right. This is David Rauch, the director of the Tennessee Board of Investigations, talking about, well, prayers. I'll let you hear the whole cut. Here's 336.
Again, I want to echo what Chief has said in reference to the great support and the great teamwork that has been taking place here, and as well as sending our heartfelt prayers to the families, to this community of these victims. Now, I know there'll be people who want to criticize us for prayers, but that's the way we do that in the South, right? We believe in prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer, and so our prayers go out to these families.
Good for him. Spit in the face of those who criticize Republicans and decent people for sending out thoughts and prayers. Screw them. Okay. Now, I want to go. The next cut I'll call for is 346. 346, folks. I want you to hear what it sounded like when the cops got into the school and the two officers who wound up killing the shooter, as they ran down that last hall and engaged. It's chilling. Just try to, I mean, I saw the video, okay? Maybe you have too, but the sound, you could envision it, okay? These cops don't know what they're getting into. They do know what they're getting into, but they're undeterred, they're unafraid. I'm sure they were scared a little, but they're unafraid to the point where they acted. Unlike Uvalde's cops, who stood there for 72 minutes outside the classroom and waited till the gunfire stopped and then went in and found all the dead kids. These cops raced through the first floor, up the stairs, through the second floor, down the hall. And this is what that part sounded like. This is cut 346.
Keep pushing. Go. Shots fired, move. Right. Push an LPVO, go right.
Reloading.
Move. Watch out. Move. Stop moving! Watch left. Suspect down.
Wow. Then there was a part at the end that said suspect down. Maybe that's what he was shouting. Maybe I couldn't make it out. Wow. That is just unbelievable stuff. And to watch it, to watch the whole video, which was about 3 minutes from the time they got into that building, you know, you see them entering it, unlocking the door and going in there, and the alarm sounds the second they open the door. Just, you know, real life cop show, if you will. A real life police show in real life with real consequences, tragic consequences. Thank God these cops got her in time before she was able to commit more murder, and that these cops were not injured at all. They are heroes, as 99.99% of police all over this country are every single day, every time they put on the uniform, every single time. All right, folks, I don't want you to go anywhere because, you know, coming up next, it's Misty Winston. So stay tuned for Misty Winston. Tomorrow, there's a chance Donald Trump will be indicted. If he is, we'll talk about that. If he's not, we're going to focus on Israel and the situation there and what's going on in the United States with anti-Semitism, etc. So be here, same time, same place. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. I'm Steve Malzberg right here on TNT Radio.